Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
We are focused on addressing both the acute factors and the root causes of migration, the catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought,
fire and brimstone coming down from the skies, rivers and seas boiling,
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes,
the dead rising from the grave,
human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
If, however, you are the governor and you really want to see your family in Florida, because we all miss our families, then go ahead. And if you get caught, just lie.
When it comes to lies like this, they're like Doritos. You can't just do one. You keep lying and lying and lying.
I don't know where these jackaloons come up with this stuff.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Jackaloon. Wow. There's a word you don't hear too often. It's a good word, though. It's, I guess, is that a Louisiana generally used word as opposed to other parts of the country?
Is it related to a jackalope?
No, I don't think so. I don't think, nah. How about a jackass? I think it's related to a jackass for sure. All right. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number if you would like to join us. And, you know, it's really nice of Dementia Joe Biden, the President of the United States, to have these press availabilities right before the beginning of our show, because there's nothing that makes me feel confident in my ability to put on a good show when I see a chyron on the screen about a half hour ago that says President Biden to address COVID confusion. Because, you know, when Joe Biden addresses the subject of confusion, you know that, as the Temptations would say, we're in a ball of confusion.
I don't know, to be clear.
Yes, a ball of confusion. So in case you're confused about where to go to get information about COVID vaccinations anywhere in the United States of America, Joe Biden has just announced a new website that you can go to get said information. Cut 40.
Visit vaccines.gov, vaccines.gov, or text your zip code to 438829.
Okay. There it is, vaccines.gum.
Nothing comes back for that, funny enough.
Well, let me repeat that, vaccines.gum. All right?
No, still nothing.
You know, the only alternative, though, is getting ill, and you don't want to do that. Cut 42.
We're still losing hundreds of Americans under 65 years of age every week, and many more are getting seriously ill from long stretches of the time.
You know, you didn't know this, but that's another reason for wearing the mask, because time. You can get sick just from long stretches of time.
Is that what happened to Joe?
I think it did. Now that I think about it, that's Father Time. He's the Grim Reaper. He gets everyone in the end. Long stretches, you get ill from long stretches of time. Okay. Cut 34.
And first, where are we?
To be clear, I don't know. Where are we?
I don't know, to be clear.
Where are we?
I don't know.
413,
to be clear.
413 says vaccines by gum. That sounds like something Dementia Joe or Grandpa Simpson would say, by gum. They used to say that back in the day. Back when,
I think he does pull out the "by George" every now and then, so "by gum's" not too far off.
Mother of God. Stop the malarkey.
Mother of pearl.
Yes, indeed. Cut 35.
There are tens of thousands of Americans alive today because who would not be alive otherwise were they not had access to rapid vaccination program.
Good luck transcribing that one.
Fortunately, I got a couple of weeks before I have to do any more of these transcriptions. All right. Let's see here. And, you know, what we got to do, Joe, is we have to make the vaccines more fun. People don't like getting jabbed. You know, even if you get used to it, it's no fun getting jabbed. So how are we going to make the, how are you going to make it more fun to get shanked? Cut 39.
Further, we're working with major sports leagues to launch special promotions for their fans. Things like ticket giveaways, in-stadium vaccination programs, discounts on merchandise, and other creative ways to make it easier and more fun to get vaccinated. Now, I'm making it sound more fun to get vaccinated, but it doesn't hurt to get vaccinated. I'm not saying it's fun, but they'll be able to have other things available besides being protected from the virus.
Wait a second. Is it fun to get vaccinated or is it not fun to get? Didn't he say, Taylor, didn't he say both that it wasn't fun and it is fun to get vaccinated?
Yeah, he wants to make it more fun, meaning it is not or could be more fun. And then he said it's not fun.
I hope we can get some clarification on this at the new website, vaccines.gov.
I don't know, to be clear.
You know, I always have wondered, you know, why do people choose to get sick? Why do people choose to get ill? It's one of these questions that is resounded down through the epochs of history. Cut 43.
Even if your chance of getting seriously ill is low, why take the risk when you have a safe, free, and convenient way to prevent it?
Safe, free, and convenient way to prevent it.
One, because I don't know if it's completely safe. Two, it's been inconvenient thus far. And three, I'm already a free American.
I understand, Taylor. I get it. But, you know, it's fun. We're going to make it fun. Now, what I want to know is, let's take the state of Oregon, for example. He's going to give away tickets to sporting events. But my understanding is Governor Katie Brown says no one in Oregon can go to a sporting event, right? So how are you going to get people in Oregon?
Your papers, please.
To get the vaccine. Will these questions be answered at vaccines.gov, the new website?
I don't know. To be clear.
All right. Cut 38.
We're working with major businesses like grocery stores to provide special deals like discounts to shoppers who come to the stores to get vaccinated. And it works both ways. Bring them in to get vaccinated, but when they're in, they'll get discounts to purchase goods in that store.
What does he mean it works both ways?
It can be fun or not fun.
Do you think that this could be the subject of some kind of a class action lawsuit among people who have, say, religious qualms about getting vaccines, that they perhaps consider themselves being discriminated against because they're not getting these discounts, these bonuses?
Can I identify as having been vaccinated?
There you go. You know, you raise another interesting point. I mean, you can identify as any one of 73 different or 57 or 6, depending on who you talk to, genders. Why can't you self-identify? Elizabeth Warren self-identified for 30 years as a Native American. Rachel Dolezal self-identified as a black person. Why can't you self-identify as a vaccinated American and still get the discounts? 774. Hey, Uncle Joe, give every person $500 to get the vaccine.
That's why I'm asking people to continue to follow the CDC guidelines.
You know what? I've lost all confidence in the CDC guidelines. I'm going to follow the CCD guidelines from now on. The CC, you know what? Now that I think about it, you know, CCD, he's going back a generation. And unfortunately, I happen to be in that same generation.
Isn't that Sunday school?
The CCD is the Catholic school, Sunday school, the confraternity of Christian doctrine. The CCD.
That's why I'm asking people to continue to follow the CDC guidelines.
You wouldn't be pushing abortion if you were following the CCD guidelines, Joe. I'm sorry. 844. Back to the Future with Dementia Joe Biden. 844-500-4242. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for get a better insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something this good existed? They are the one and only true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples to apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, including Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, and all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. And it's free to use and with no obligations.
And they cover all kinds of insurance. It's not just car. It's homeowners. It's renters. If you're a landlord, they can cover that. Anything you need, they can check out better prices for you.
Yeah, it's great. I had my car insurance for going back to the days I lived in Somerville. That was a long time ago. And I'd never upgraded the coverage. I'd never changed agencies, even though the agency itself had changed hands many times. I just paid the premium in a rote fashion every 3 or 6 months, however often it was, and I never got any deals. I should have gone to Gabby years earlier. I was overpaying. I logged in with my then current insurance provider. I got 6 or 7 quotes in a matter of minutes, and I ended up saving over $600, and that was less than most people save. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average, and they will never, ever sell your info. So no annoying spam or robocalls in the follow-up after you go to Gabby. Put your policies to the test like I did. Get better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Old-timers who remember things like CCD are going to remember the guy named Bill Marlowe. And Bill Marlowe used to do a spot for a great, great dining establishment in Chelsea. Flabbo's, where the meat falls off the bone. And I wish I could find that on YouTube or anywhere, but I can't. So, but anyway, our cheap bastard deal today is Flabbo's, where the meat falls off the bone. It has established itself as a destination where patrons return again and again and again for consistent quality and delicious meals. Known for barbecue, seafood, and Italian specialties, Flabbo's serves a range of cuisine to meet everyone's tastes. While supplies last, right today, you could get a $50 gift certificate to Flabbo's for just $25. Dine like a king with this limited time offer. These are going to go really, really fast. And I don't know if we can get them to you by Mother's Day. We may well be able to, but this is a great gift for Mother's Day, and you can use it yourself if you want to take Mom out to Floramos. And I personally love the steak tips. They are fantastic. We have some, right? We have a bunch of food. We're going to have a bunch of food coming in, I think, from Floramos.
Of course they brought food. They brought the whole restaurant.
Oh, that's great. Great. I just saved me a bunch of steak tips. Those are my favorites. A lot of people like the ribs. It's a fantastic, fantastic place, and it's right close by in the up and coming city of Chelsea, and you can visit it. It's a great value, and it's been around for a couple of generations now, and it's always been great food, always been a great great friend of the Howie Carr Show, and we love it. And again, for $50, $50 gift certificate that you can get for just $25, you are going to get a huge meal for yourself and other people, and they'll be glad to pack up the leftovers to go, and you can get stuff to go. It's just a wonderful place, Floramos, and we really enjoy it. 844-500-4242. And I think they also have really good chicken parm too, and the pasta is excellent. They got great rolls. It's just a great place, and I always liked it. They've been with us since the days of Jerry Williams, and again with Bill Marlowe, and he was around. He was the guy who was with the, you know who Bill Marlowe, his favorite performer was?
Sinatra.
Of course. He had a Sinatra show on AM radio on Saturday nights or Sunday nights. I forget which one it was, but it's a great place, Floramos, and it's you're gonna love being there. And if you haven't been there, you're gonna want to take a trip over to Chelsea. But I think you better move very fast, because these things are gonna go awfully quickly. Floramos, where the meat falls off the bone.
The mailroom manager says that's a terrible imitation,
but it's the only one we've got. It's
very true.
Again, someone out there has got a tape of the real Bill Marlowe saying where the meat falls off the bone, and I would like to get it from you.
The mailroom manager says they will get a free VIP experience if they mail it in to us.
Yes.
Or email it.
Email it is more like it at this point. But yes, if you will send us a copy of it, please do, and you will get a free VIP experience for yourself and someone else. And we can't guarantee that we'll have Floramos food like we have today, but we will be getting it soon. 844-500-4242. And again, it's a great place for Mother's Day. So check out Floramos. It's in Chelsea. And go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on store, and you can get that. And there are still a few of Grace's goodies left, which we'll talk about. She's got some nice soaps, $50 worth of soaps available for $25. That's another great Mother's Day gift for you if you want it. 844-500-4242. This would be a good day. I bet you could get some more people to take vaccines if you gave away free meals at Floramos. Maybe they should have some vaccination sites out in at Floramos too, right?
Vaccine cuisine.
you can get one dish. You can get one dish with a one shot J&J, or if you want to go to the two shot Modernas, you get two meals for, at the. No, we're just kidding. We're just kidding. We're just making that suggestion. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking to see if we have any. No, we don't have time. We don't have time to play anymore. So just get there. We're going to run out of these very quickly. So this is your last chance to get the Floramos for Mother's Day or for Father's Day. It's a great Father's Day gift as well. We'll be right back with Grace's News, and we'll play some more cuts from Dementia Joe Biden. Officer Mark says, can I get the Chicklets 19 vaccine at vaccine.com? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. With Biden, I'm looking at the text line here. Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. And I have a text here that'll set up the question nicely. It's from 603. H, Biden is really stupid if he thinks people will get the experimental vaccine for a measly minor bribe handout. There is a valid reason not to get the shot if you don't want to, which sums it up very nicely.
Taylor. It's like if you don't want to sell your home and there's a big mall trying to come in, you got to hold out for more and more and more.
Yeah. Right. It's like the guy with the casino in Everett. He wouldn't give up. They kept saying, hey, you know, we want to build this casino. Sell us your house. And he said no. And they had to build it around him.
Yeah, there was a guy named Skinny in the north, in the West End, who wouldn't sell his house either. Then he got sent to prison.
Oh, well, that throws a wrench in the plan for sure.
All right, so the poll question is, if you don't want to get the vaccine, is there any freebie that would convince you otherwise?
Absolutely not. I'm with 603.
82% say no.
What I mean, what would make you, if you're scared of getting the vaccine and you think it's going to cause some kind of blood clots or heart disease or affect your fertility, are you going to get a discount at Costco or Market Basket or a free beer?
What if somebody came to you, Howie, and said, "We'll get you your 1972 AMC Gremlin back."
No.
I have one, but it's kind of morbid. Can I ask you it?
What's that?
If someone said...
No, I know where this
yes,
is going.
Yes. Do you get Gunner back?
Mailer manager's ears just
I would.
Up.
I would get a... Yeah, I...
Well, you get the jab for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would. To get yeah. Gunner back?
I didn't say it. But that's the question.
But that's not possible.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
Howie, it's not possible right now, but we have trains going at subsonic speeds. And, you know, dogs are curing cancer. There's going to be a lot that's more possible as time goes on.
And there's going to be a plane that goes 21,000 miles an hour.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. The Krispy Kreme situation, I mean, donuts are pretty cheap, but it's nice to get a little perk. You get the vaccine and then you get a free glazed donut.
But see, the thing about Krispy Kreme, though, is Krispy Kreme is okay when it's in its natural habitat. It's like an ear of corn, you know, when it's just picked off the vine. You know, when you're in North Carolina and the red neon light goes on, that means the donuts are coming out. Then you go, hey. But, you know, when you see them and they've been away from their original homes for 3 days, it's a different story altogether.
You're the only person who could compare donuts to picking ears of corn off the vine. That is really...
I just mean fresh. That's what I mean. It's fresh.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, there's something to be said for getting them in-house.
Right. And people who've never been in an area where there are real Krispy Kreme donut shops, where you see that light come on, they don't know how
they'll never understand.
They'll never know how good those damn donuts are.
All right. Well, it's time for Grace's News, and it is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE, and I love going to New Hampshire, to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can see my swag from one of the VIPs right now. It's a great place to go. It's much better than Massachusetts. I hate to say it, but it is true. So if you're in the market for a car, if you want to lease a car.
Why do you hate to say it? It's true. It is true.
I don't know, because I'm from here. You know, I have Massachusetts pride. I know you gave that up a long time ago. But if you want to go, you want to lease a car, you want to buy a car, Toyota of Portsmouth has a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. So they're located just south off the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. I'm very excited we have VIPs back in the studio.
Give yourselves a round of applause, guys.
It's so fun. And I'm not just saying that because they bring me swag. Something else, Howie, I wanted to bring up here before we go right into these Biden cuts, which I know
That is what everyone wants to hear. I do want to get your take on the strange photo of Joe Biden and Dr. Jill posing with the Carters.
You know, I once had Rosalind Carter right in that chair. She visited the studio. She visited my studio. And she was not the size of a puppet.
Yeah.
I can't believe how much she has shrunk over the years. She looks like one of those mummies, you know, that has shrunk up in the 2,000 years since she was embalmed.
But Howie, I don't think that's as much of the case. Sometimes,
either that or she's sitting in a giant chair.
That's what it is. It's like if I held on to a tiny coffee cup, I would look giant. But it's perspective. Everything in the room was tiny. The chairs were tiny. The tables were tiny. The paintings were tiny. The ceiling was low.
Yeah.
I'm just confused. And why didn't Joe Biden have a mask on? He wears a mask outside all the time. And then he goes to visit 95-year-olds. And that's when he feels like, I'm going to freewheel it. That doesn't make any sense.
Inside, by the way.
Inside. Doesn't make any sense.
All these questions, Grace, are going to be answered at vaccine.gov.
Thank God. I have been waiting for the .gum movement to come for us. All right, so let's get to these cuts. I want to play the light at the end of the tunnel. That one really, thank you. Okay, the mailroom manager is really coming through today. Do you see this? If I hold on, am I a giant? Or is the coffee cup just small? See what we're saying here? All right, so the cut I want to play, because I find it a wee bit concerning, is the light at the end of the tunnel cut.
Here's another. 781 says, if Biden said he would resign and give the presidency back to Trump, I would take the vaccine.
Oh, me too.
I would too. I mean, everybody. I think that way you could get a huge majority of the American people, I think, at this point, would take the vaccine.
Yeah, if we get the real election results, I'd take the vaccine.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has a price. You know?
What did Governor Wolf say in Pennsylvania today? It's got to be 70%. I mean, what kind of thing? What is this? What is this thing? So if it's 69.8%, they're not going to open up the state? They're going to force you to keep wearing masks? What are they going to do? Start going around with loudspeakers and through the neighbor? Come on, get the come on out! Come on out with your hands up and get the vaccine.
Show us your card. That's where the real market's going to come in now, is the fake vaccine card market. That's already heating up. All you need is a laminator.
Honest Howie's COVID cards coming to
a
website near you, vaccines.gov.
I looked at that thing and I said, man, boy, this is about the easiest thing to counterfeit I've ever seen.
Oh,
I'm not even an expert, but I have a Xerox machine.
I've heard from people who are experts and they said it's real easy. Like, they don't have any stampage on that.
No watermarks, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's the, and it's not the, it's, it hasn't got the little hairs in the, in the paper like the currency does.
Yeah, it's just cardstock.
You don't have to be like, catch me if you can to, you know, remake that.
No special ink either. It's just black ink.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think people are going to start making these because also, isn't it HIPAA? Like, people are going to start asking you when I go into stores, are you fully vaccinated? That seems a little bit.
Yeah, all this stuff seems to be HIPAA. I mean, there's so many, but all of this stuff is violations of the law. I mean, what about the open container laws in Massachusetts? It's against the law to have an open container, and now you can go to a restaurant and you can get a takeout order and an open container of booze.
I'm not complaining about that one, though.
No, no one's complaining about it, but I mean, you know, there's got to be some consistency, doesn't there?
Okay, let's take these things one step at a time.
Grace, I'm so old, I can remember when you could have an open container.
I never understood that rule. I never understood it. All right, so let's play. This is Joe Biden talking about the light at the end of the tunnel, cut 49.
I'll conclude with this. The light at the end of the tunnel is actually growing brighter and brighter. So Americans have sacrificed and served to make this progress possible, showing the best of who we are as a people. We need you. We need you to bring it home.
Joe, go towards the light. It's your time.
I mean, it is a weird expression to use, the light at the end of the tunnel.
Do we have a way he talks about how we're going to slip the pediatricians? He's not going to give them the vaccines. He's going to slip it to he sounds like Hunter. You know, that's how Hunter gets his vaccines. Somebody slips them to him in a men's room or something, you know, or in a dark parking lot after closing hours.
All I think of is the episode of Seinfeld where George decides he's going to slip his boss a Mickey.
Americans have a vaccination site about as close as their house is near to a neighborhood school. We're also going to slip vaccines directly to pediatricians, ship them to pediatricians during.
I was going to say, seems like he meant to say ship.
How many times have you ever heard anyone mix up the word slip and ship?
Yeah. And sometimes, too, when he goes back and fixes things, I'm like, you might have been better off just, you know, letting people think you meant the first time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he goes back. Like, that time he said conferences, and then he went back and he fixed it because it really meant something else. And I'm like, sometimes you just got to keep going, you know, just confidence.
People working on forms and on farms.
Yeah.
Remember, a ship of the lip could slink a slip.
By the way, Taylor, is vaccine, can we get a check on that? Is vaccine.gum, is that taken yet? Because that could be a nice little industry for us.
It returns nothing.
Howie, I think this could be something. Let's play one more before I leave you here. Let's do cut 36.
We know that adolescents are at risk from COVID-19. Though serious illness at that age range is rare, they can still get sick and spread the virus to others.
I didn't understand this part at all because he makes like two points. He says on one hand, they're not really at risk. And on the other hand, they are at risk. They should get the vaccine. I don't really get it.
He did that in a couple of different ways. You know, he gets confused.
He contradicts
getting
himself.
The vaccine isn't fun, but it is.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And you can pass it on, but you can't pass it on.
It's really, I mean, you understand why he had to have a speech about mixed messages. I don't know if the speech helped with that.
Well, it's such a discriminatory virus. It's very discriminating.
It definitely is. By the way, guys, if you go to HowieKarcher.com and click on the store, you can still get Grace's goodies. We have a lot of these Cape Lily soaps. They're awesome. They're especially great for Mother's Day. If your mom's a big fan of lavender or lemon, they have really great smelling soaps, and they're really good for your skin if you have sensitive skin.
By the way, Floramos is now sold out, but you can still go to Floramos where the meat falls off the bone.
I don't know why you want to find that sound so bad. I mean, you sound just like him.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Bill Maher.
Very fake news.
First Bill Marlowe passed on, and then his favorite place in the world passed on, Suffolk Downs. That's where you could always find Bill Marlowe if you couldn't find him at Floramos. He was at the $2 window.
Oh, very good.
All right, thank you, Grace. So they can still get Grace's goodies though.
Yes, Grace's goodies at HowieKarcher.com. Just click on store, and these soaps are awesome, and the packaging's really beautiful as well.
Okay, we'll take some calls. If anyone's been able to get on to vaccine.gum, please give us a call, and we want to hear from you and get some answers to these. These conflicting, confusing statements by Dementia Joe. With everything that moms do, they deserve a lifetime's worth of thanks and appreciation. So don't wait until Sunday to surprise her with a Mother's Day gift. Lock in your order and let her feel the love all week with an early bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now at 1-800-Flowers, my listeners can get 2 dozen multicolored roses for just $29.99. I've seen these roses from 1-800-Flowers. We got one delivered to the studio in Florida last week. I'm sure it's still there. They last an amazingly long amount of time, unlike the wilted bouquets. And I'm being generous that you're going to be able to pick up on the weekend. You can't wait until the weekend if you want to keep mom happy, or your wife happy, or your aunt happy, or your grandma happy. You got to get the flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com.
I acted early this year. I got the best deal that they were offering, and I was very proud of myself, because usually I'm waiting till Thursday to do something, order flowers, but I got them last week, and they're on their way.
this gorgeous bouquet of 24 roses that are on their way to Taylor's wife. It's an assortment of bright colors that will have all the moms in your life talking about them and you to everyone, especially if you have them sent to the office, if they're still working in the office. My 1-800-Flowers bouquet is on its way to the mailroom manager. Who else would I send it to? I have to send it to her. 24 multicolored roses for $29.99 is an amazing offer, especially this close to Mother's Day. But prices will be going up all week long, so order before Wednesday. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, 5 days away, so take care of all your gifting needs right now before it's too late with 1-800-Flowers.com and before the prices go up even more. To order 24 multicolored roses for $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Visit vaccines.gov. Vaccines.gov.
And don't forget to follow the CCD guidelines.
That's why I'm asking people to continue to follow the CCD guidelines.
And if you don't know where to get the CCD guidelines, just go to Amazon and buy the old Baltimore Catechism. That's what it is, the Baltimore Catechism. God is a supreme being. They still make reference not to the Holy Spirit, but to the Holy Ghost. That's what I always learned as a kid. It's not the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Sarah, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sarah.
So CCD guidelines, doesn't he mean to follow the ACDC guidelines, money talk? That's not why I'm calling. Anyway, I have to bring up this issue that I had at work. So I have not taken the vaccine.
Yeah.
I have no desire yet to take the vaccine. A new employee joined us at work, and on her day off, after learning that three of us have not been vaccinated, she took it on herself to bring me this beautiful little gift bag. And inside the gift bag was two paper clippings. One was for an article with Dr. Shaw and taking the vaccine. And the other article was a new place of business was opening up in a line of work that I'm in. So to me, it's like, well, don't take the vaccine. Go find another place of work. I called a friend of mine who does HR work. She said, yeah, maybe that's kind of like stepping over the line, maybe encouraging you to find a new job if you don't want to get vaccinated.
Was she trying to bribe you, Sarah? Is that what you're saying? She was trying to bribe you to take the vaccine?
I don't think it was a bribe. I think it was like vax shaming. How dare you not take the vaccine? Which I don't want to take it right now because I don't really feel like I should.
How did she? And I'll bet she's a big lib, you know, who believes in my body, myself, and keep your hands off my uterus and keep your hands out, you know, stay out of my bedroom and all this stuff. But she wants to tell you to take a shot that you don't want to take.
Exactly. Here's the kicker of this. If I had gone and grabbed a whole bunch of news articles about the origin of where this virus may have come from, she happens to be Asian American. Can you imagine how that would have flown at work if I put that into a nice gift bag and dropped it off on her day off?
You would have been what did Joe Biden accuse Trump of last year when he banned travel from China? He xenophobia, nativism, racism. And by the way, I think the ban on Indian travel goes into effect today. So I guess Joe Biden is guilty of nativism and racism and xenophobia and all the rest of those things that the Democrats say they're opposed to. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.